You know this. I know we talked to the night about the issue with money, but you know what we just talked about with Maggie and Ian about difference, and things being two different states.
This one that we want, and the other one that we don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the key, and in fact, it's even good that it doesn't seem to be playing for you right now, because hopefully you can hear even deeper what I'm going to say. You know, the surface thing of needing or wanting money. And I'm going to talk about money, but you can apply it to anything. So hopefully it's worth recording for everyone, because everything that comes up that hurts is about that, into what I want and what I don't want. Even if I'm looking at somebody else's life and what I think is happening for them,
yeah,
there'll be an idea of what I want for them, what I don't want for them. Still yes. Perpetuated here. And when you can transcend that and remain as the one, as Maggie was talking about earlier, then that immediately transfers onto that other being that you see, and gives them the resolution they're seeking in whichever way they can accept it. So when we see a difference and we think that something's happening, or if we see lack, then we'll not want it. You know, and then we get,
yeah.
In terms of money specifically, there doesn't seem to be enough right now. I don't want that. What do I want? I want more money. Mm-hmm. And when more money comes in, or the money comes in that we need, there's this idea that I got what I wanted, mm-hmm. or I needed, if the situation is desperate enough. It's fairly self-explanatory, that.
Yeah.
So if you cannot see any difference between those, meaning it doesn't matter to me as the one where the money is currently residing, which body it's with right now. Mm-hmm. I know that it will come to this body when I hear when I need it. Right? In that now that there is, there's only this now that's continuous. And as you so clearly said, the other night when we were talking about money, you said, Any idea of worry about not enough is in the future.
Yes.
Based on my experience of the past, this is what I remember has happened many, many times. Therefore, this is what's likely to happen in the future. Mm-hmm. So that's fairly standard stuff, hopefully, from what you've seen this week here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you can then allow yourself to sink a little deeper into this, that there cannot be any difference in the one. Therefore, the difference I'm seeing between what I want and don't want must be only a difference of how it's appearing to be, and not actually so. Do you want me to say that again?
Yes, please.
If we like big waves on the ocean, mm-hmm. and we don't like small ones, but you can go, well, that's a small wave, I don't want it. As in, not enough money, I don't want it. I don't want this situation anymore. You can then go, well, it just looks like a big wave or a small wave. It's actually just the ocean. It looks like lack, but it's the self appearing as lack. It's the one appearing as lack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can begin to grasp this, then you can begin to let go of desire everywhere it's showing up. Because it's this separation, this making two out of one, that's causing the appearance of lack. This is what I want. Mm-hmm. I want to be abundant. I want to be able to be free to do whatever I want or need to do when I want to do it. Right? Speaking financially in this aspect.
Mm-hmm. For me, the desire is coming up more as I want to be the giver.
Yes.
I want to be able to give, to pay my corner and to do what's been done for me, for others.
Yeah. So if you can see that there cannot be any difference between the giver and the receiver, right? If you're splitting yourself as the infinite being into the one that wants to give and who you want to give to, you'll never be able to fulfill that desire in the way that you want. Can you grasp that?
Wow.
If you're saying this body here should be the giver,
Mm-hmm.
And that body there should be the one that's given to. It cannot be true, can it? The best way to hold a desire like this is to say, I would like more abundance in all of my bodies. I'd like to feel a sense of unlimited expression in all of my bodies. That's really what you want, isn't it? To do, to give what you want, when you want, to whomever you want. To have that choice, basically.
Mm.
That ability to do so, to feel unlimited. And not really just with money, it could be with time. I want an excess of time to just sit like this when I want to, you know, and whatever comes up. So if you can kind of see, it might just seem like a difference in words, but it's actually a very different energy if you say, I'd like all of my bodies to have the same abundance. Or I'd like all of my bodies to recognise the abundance that's already currently here. Or I'd like to fully realise that there is only abundance, you know, whichever one. If you hold tightly to this feeling that I want to give more, then it cannot manifest. It cannot, because you're immediately, even if you had the resources, something would have to come in to take those resources, which you've seen happening again and again and again,
mm-hmm.
so that you cannot give. So that you're still remaining wanting to give, right?
Yeah.
It's really...
I want to be the giver affirms that that's what you're going to
experience. It's a separate identity, me as the giver.
Over and over again.
Firstly, we must also recognise you've been the giver already in many other bodies. You've given to this body in many other bodies. And you'd like to experience that in this body too. Everybody's ever helped that body financially was you giving already.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to undo this strong feeling that I want to give.
From this, sorry.
Yeah.
Exactly. From this
place only.
Position.
Yeah, only that I believe here. In. Yeah.
That is believed in.
It's that thing in itself stopping the fruition of the... It seems like a very valid desire. But the nature of desires is separate. To what I want, and the thing that I want. Even a noble desire like this, even I want to help the world wake up, or I want to feed the homeless, or I want, it's going to cause the absence of the manifestation. Not cause, but hold it at bay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you can sort of really get that, and you begin to expand the way you're thinking, let me begin to notice all the ways I'm giving and all the bodies I'm giving. You know, and you'll see a woman give a child a hug in a supermarket. That's me giving. Or maybe somebody sits down and listens to you, and when you're feeling you just need to talk, that's you giving your time to that body, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or financially as well. And we've all got many examples of how we've been helped financially.
Yeah, so many.
That must be accepted as you also. You know, if you can let go of holding on to this feeling so tightly, you'll begin to see the ability it has to then manifest here, that I can give here in this body also, because all of your bodies, you're helping all of your bodies in that letting go of this desire. Mine says if you let go of the desire to give, you won't give anything. You'll get loads of money and you won't give it because you'll become self-centered and mean. You know, some thing on, you know, chuntering away. Exactly the opposite happens. You've got more time, energy, finances, resources, of everything, wisdom, everything to give endlessly. And it keeps coming back, you know, because if you give out there, you're giving to yourself anyways, you know, it's got to come back. If you're still seeing very tightly in this area, this is me and that's other person, then it cannot come to be. So you go, it's still not happening, or I want it even more, I really need to do this, I really want to do this. The key dualities when it comes to money are, firstly, what the money means to us. I'll feel more fulfilled and happy when I see others happy because I've been able to help them. That's mm-hmm. what money means to you right now, isn't it?
Mm.
amongst other things. Yeah, also to freedom. Me, freedom, choice.
To travel and come feeling back into being, these ideas.
Yeah, to be able to do what I want, basically. Key dualities are where we're splitting ourselves, is giving and receiving, spending and earning, saving or debt, if you really want to. You know, saving, I've got more than I need, and debt is I don't have as much as I need. I owe other people. You know, which might be how it is in the bank account or on paper, but you can't hold it that way. So if you really look at those three and go, I can't be the one in debt if one of my other bodies is a billionaire, you know, or a millionaire, or has more than enough to live a comfortable life. You know, you see, again, they're all positionalities, aren't they, just from here. I've got £10,000 saving. It has to also be untrue as well. Not that you're going to give all your money away, but you can't hold that as just true here only. You know what I mean? So if you can notice that desire when it arises, don't fight the feeling that comes in the body. Feel. There'll be this urge, this wish, this... And it is literally the self trying to expand its manifest expression in that body. You can feel it wants to flower. You feel that bodily feeling, but don't attach any... If you hold on to that as, yes, I want, then it's going to stay wanting. If there's just a feeling of wanting more, it can be felt impersonally without separating yourself from the thing that you want. That... Okay, is that clear? Or?
It's as clear as anybody could ever put it.
Thank you.
Oh, we know that, you know, at the time when it comes up, that there is always a passing confusion about it.
Mm. That doesn't matter. That's not going to stop the manifestation. What stops the manifestation is, in the meantime, these ideas that I want to give aren't challenged.
All right.
When it comes up, that's only to stimulate the desire. The root understanding can be in place well before that, like we're doing now. You don't have to entertain the idea that I missed an opportunity because I couldn't remember this in the moment of really seeming to need or want something, find, you know, money or anything. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't have to achieve anything in that moment other than when it's triggered, other than to feel what you feel. Which increasingly, as the one, you won't be able to resist it anyway. You'll just have to feel it in its fullness and allow it to transcend. You could say the desire is moving from a limited perspective to an unlimited through being felt in that body, which is able to allow it to just... Other bodies, but there's still a belief in me being a separate being, it'll hold this desire as I want, I need, only here, only here.
Yeah.
You know, so knowing that's not true, you can feel what you feel and it'll spread out and expand and lighten and then eventually disappear, which means you've done the work. It has to happen then. To speed this process along, you can start to notice where you're giving in other bodies and turn it around. Where that feeling is stimulated in the moment, I really wish I could give back to this person. I want to give back. You have to then remember, not necessarily in the moment, but afterwards, yes, but that's what I'm giving. That is me giving as well.
Mm-hmm.
Start to undo this really fixed positionality that we carry around.
That it's a one-way transaction.
Yeah, a one-way transaction.
Means you don't recognise the other areas that...
You're excluding all the other rest of the allness and just one particular body focused on. Same with earning. I've found a lot of people have a real fixated, myself included, I'm the one that's got to earn the money. I don't want to be dependent on others. I want to be self-sufficient. Right? That's fine. But the only way to get to that place is to realise you are earning in all these bodies. Your employer is you also. And wherever you get money from is you also giving, earning. You're earning in all the bodies.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Most of our thinking in these areas is very, very small, usually. I'm talking from my own experience. I couldn't understand why abundance couldn't come, yet I was resolutely believing, I want my business to build so I can be self-sufficient. And that's happening now because I've let go of holding on. You know, if you're going to be self-sufficient, be self-sufficient with an S. Capital S, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize all the bodies where you're working, all the jobs that you're holding, all the businesses that you're running, successful, unsuccessful, and all of it. You know, bodies where you're earning millions, bodies where you're just scraping by, bodies where you're really not surviving. You know, all of that has to be you. Just a couple of times, just to stretch your thinking, so it's not so constricted in.
Yeah.
It's especially giving and receiving are the two spiritual dualities that we get stuck in.
Mm-hmm.
But on a more earthly level, earning and spending. I'm spending this money here, me, in this supermarket right now.
Mm-hmm.
That they're almost like one's coming in, one's going out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the supermarket is earning money as you spend it, and it's all you. You know, and it's going constantly going around into the money.
Yes.
From one account to another. And the other thing that we did talk about was looking exactly what money is. It's not a real thing in and of itself, which sounds crazy. You know, but if you look at what money is, it's either paper, notes, metal coins. So it's paper and metal. A piece of plastic, you know, card with your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or pixels on a screen. A cash machine or on your laptop when you log on to your bank account.
It's weird, isn't it, when you think of it really like that?
It has to be, because we have this solid, but we go, I can see that all this is the one, but money, inside we're holding money as something real and tangible.
Yeah.
It has to be you also. There's no gap between you and the money that you want. You are that. And you see, when you hold coins in your hand, you go, that's me. It's a bit of a different way to think, but you have to do this a little bit to undo. We've got so much programming around money. I mean, most of us grew up with money doesn't grow on trees. I want never gets.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You just begin to become aware of it. Where's my smaller thinking around, you know, where's my separate thinking? Most of us have programming that you've got to work hard for money.
Yeah, sure.
And there's never enough.
Mm.
Which has been your experience. You've got to work hard for money. And it's a constant battle. Really, in terms of financial thinking, we're all really living in Victorian times where we go to a factory, work 12 hours a day at a job we hated, pay the bills, and that's as much as we could hope for in life.
Yeah.
You know, if we're lucky, we might live a couple of years after we retire, but we still have no money
mm-hmm.
to live our retirement out, you know. So it's very regimented thinking. I know from my own, it's been the area where I've had to put the most self-effort in, as it says in the book, to constantly overturn the tendency to think small in this area. You know, and this conversation is a manifestation of that in my other bodies.
Okay.
You see, so it's beautiful how it works, isn't it, when you see it.
Absolutely wonderful.
It's not a very lot going wrong at all, but if you can just see the spiritual error, I'm recognising I am the one, and yet I'm still separating myself in my tendency, the way I think about these particular areas.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make perfect sense.
I know we discussed it in depth the other night, so I just wanted to get most of it on the recording for I think it'd be helpful for everyone to hear, because even if we've got a lot of money in the bank, we can still be thinking in very separate. I've got to hold on to this.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
And you see it, right, with people who win the lottery. Something like 99% of them are broke within a year
mm-hmm.
after winning millions
mm-hmm.
because of their separate thinking, fear of losing it. In fact, we can be more tormented when we've got some money than when we don't. If you don't have any, you can't lose it.
Yeah.
You see billionaires rise and fall again and again and again because of this type of thinking. You know, I've made all this money, now I've got to hold on to it. Again, it cannot be true from the... So none of this means that you're going to accumulate some money and then just give it away, you know, as in I don't care. But you'll still keep the amount that you need for your particular household and finances. But gradually, as you begin to stretch your thinking, you'll move to a place where there is enough. Then there'll be a slight surplus every month, and then it'll begin to build from there, you know, to a place of also financial abundance. Just to reiterate what financial abundance means to me, it means always having what I need when I need it, and having what I want when I want it. It doesn't necessarily mean thousands in the bank. Although that may be one of the ways it manifests. I'm all right with that too, if it does, you know. But the absence of fear, basically, in this area, is what I'm talking about. Complete confidence to know it's going to show up. And even not to see a gap where it needs to show up in the end. It's there already, beforehand. You know, without the spiritual pain that comes from
having to hold faith in
always an emergency place, yeah, and having to trust and faith. You don't need faith and trust in the end, because there is a slow expansion of how much is coming in and how much you can spend as it begins to expand. This, you know, as the undoing of this thinking begins to manifest. So I'm not advocating, all right, I'm infinite abundance, I'll just go out and blow everything I've got right now in my account, knowing that some more will come in somehow from somewhere. Yeah, that's just putting pressure on yourself. You know, it's not what I'm talking about. I know you know that, but I wanted to say it for the recording.
Yeah.
You know, if I've got so much in my account now and I can pay my bills, a little bit spare, I'm not necessarily going to go and blow what I've got spare just because I know I'm infinitely abundant. There's a respect for now, what's happening now, how much is here now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if there is a choice to suddenly spend something, it will be from a place of where it will be replaced. You know, if I want to suddenly go and spend a lot of money, then it's usually something personal that's a hanger on, a cling on, you know, in the consciousness. Usually some sort of feeling of, I like the feeling when I spend money, it makes me feel good. You know, that type of, which is fine to enjoy, you know. It's just all little things to put on the end of this. It's usually one of those two. Any problems in money is usually earning versus spending, or giving versus receiving. Usually. Although there is a lot of not having enough is really, everyone's in debt now, aren't they? You can really see that duality playing out.
In the West, it's a way of life, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And with the way the education is now, we come out of education in massive debt here. And
yeah, yeah.
So it's just ingrained. But again, it cannot be true that I am in debt. Of course, you would still look after your responsibility. You still pay debts if you've got them. But don't hold that idea. You know, I am the one that's in debt, and the debtor, you know, or the one I'm indebted to, whichever the word is.
Yeah.
You have to be both sides of the coin, you know. I'm also the other bodies that are completely free of debt, you know, and I'm the other bodies that are starving to death because there's not enough food. All sides of the equation, you know, trusting that what's supposed to be happening for each body, for their evolution, is happening, isn't it? So I think that's everything I wanted to go through. Do you think you'll be able to at least start to apply that when it comes up? Or is there some mind might even be saying now, well, like, all right, but this is one place where...
No, not really. It feels clear as I'm listening to you say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that when something manifests in front of you, that the clarity inevitably is deeply wobbled in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say that no opportunities... Let's say something manifests and there seems to be a need for money.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel completely confused and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh God, I haven't applied what she said. I've missed that opportunity. Because there is only now, after the crisis is gone, you can sit down now and re-go through that. What seemed to be happening? It seemed that I needed to give to this person.
The man with the bobble.